This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
The SHOT Show crud has caught me. But no matter. We go on. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Oh, yeah, this is where innovation lives. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I've never had a guest like my guy I got coming on right now. If you've seen films like John Wick 2, Godzilla 2, which I don't even know if Godzilla 2's come out, Zombieland 2, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, The Magnificent Seven, those films would not be, it would be a bunch of people showing up and standing there and reading their lines without my guest, because my guest, he supplies everything. Everything in there, including the guns. And he works very tight and very close with some of the people that train the actors, like Taron Butler. So joining us for the first time from Extreme Props and Weapons Rentals is Gary Tours. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Are you in the truck?
I am in the truck.
Now, I got a question, but before I let you take off and start explaining what it is you do, I've always had this question about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. When they go to the mall or whatever it is where they're having their last day in the store, where did you get that body armor they were wearing? Was that something you made? Where did that come from? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No, absolutely. About halfway through filming, that was a movie that changed a lot. Like, to put it in perspective, there were 68 scenes of that movie that did not make the final cut. So, you know, there's a lot of creative juices on set. And at one point, they were never going to wear armor like that. So about halfway through filming, it was, you know, thrown at us that we're going to need armor in about the next week or two. So we started with what they wanted, you know, what Brad and Angie kind of wanted, and what everyone, you know, directors, writers, producers wanted. And then we started drawing it, and everyone had their input. Some people wanted, you know, they wanted carbon fiber bulletproof. Brad wanted to have it be magnetic so he can attach magazines to his chest and that kind of stuff. And so it evolved into what you saw. And it was, you know, it turned out very cool. It's very iconic. That with the yellow shooting glasses is a huge, you know, if you're a lover of those types of movies, that was kind of the first movie that kind of did that. And a lot of the movies have copied it since then.
Well, the first thing I thought when I saw the shooting glasses was that episode of Miami Vice where they had the real IDPA competitors, the hitman, and he was wearing the yellow glasses and he was hunting Crockett and everybody else.
Yeah.
But so that wasn't really something I can go out and buy then, huh? That body armor.
No. It was completely manufactured, and it was very lightweight. It was actually plastic. It obviously had no ballistic qualities at all. It was a pure movie prop.
Looked really good, though. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, yeah. While he's talking about Brad and Angie, which I just think is the coolest thing that he talks about it that way. He's talking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. So, please, if you would, tell everybody what it is you do at Extreme Props and Weapons Rentals, please.
Okay, so first of all, I'm actually like two or three people. I'm a property master, which means I get hired to do a movie or a TV show or whatever it is, and it's my job to read the script and break it down and come up with a shopping list of what's, you know, and determine what is needed. And it's my job to procure everything from I mean, you name it, watches, sunglasses, rings, wedding rings. Basically, it's anything that an actor touches or an accessory to costume. So that's one of my jobs. I also own a company called Extreme Props that supplies weaponry and action props to film and television as well. And so obviously if I'm working on a movie, like if I, you know, like last summer I did Jurassic World 2, it was my job to come up with all the props that they used in Hawaii. Like even if it's the background guy that's 100 feet from camera, literally everything that an actor or like a background actor touches, it's my job to have it on set. So it was my job to have everything there every single day, whatever, you know, the film required. It has to be there. That's what I do as a prop master.
You also did Battle Los Angeles, where you basically had to duplicate over and over again what we would refer to in the military as the T-O-N-E, which was the way these guys were kitted up. Now, was that a little easier? Just, you know, everybody's got to have a helmet. Everybody's got to have a plate carrier. Everybody's got to have ammo. Everybody's got to have an M4. Was that a little easier?
No, not at all. What happened was on that movie, the Marines were just going to that new body armor they used.
Right.
I mean, and so when we were prepping it, the movie comes out the next year. So you want it to be the correct gear. So we come up with, I think we needed 300 sets of gear for that movie. It was all new Marine. And it wasn't something that you can just go buy at any store. So it was all manufactured. If you watch that movie, it's not really Marine Corps gear. It's manufactured, you know, and it was very good quality. It lasted the show. And then if you watch that movie, when they start that movie, they're all nice and clean.
Right.
And at the end of the movie, they are very dirty. I mean, the guys have been blown up. And so imagine, you know, having to have 8 sets of vests per character. So you have their clean vest in the beginning, then you have a double for that because, you know, accidents happen. Usually have a stuntman's vest, and then you have, you know, as the movie progresses along and as the story evolves, you had to have 2 vests for each, you know, the survivors. And then also imagine throughout the movie, you know, one guy gets blown up. Well, now you have to have 3 or 4 more vests for that guy for each take of him getting blown up. So, you know, so some of the guys, we had as many as, if they died, we'd have 10 vests for them.
Okay.
So it's 10 vests, 10 bayonets, 10 magazine pouches, 10, you know, roll radios, the headset, the helmets, gloves, knee pads, elbow pads, dump pouches, you know, on and on and on. All the rifles, double rifles, rubber rifles for stunts, rubber bayonets. It's like, you know, that show, I think we had 12 to 4 weeks to prep the whole movie, or 14 weeks to prep the entire film. We filmed it in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I think the heat index was 120 every day for the entire summer while we filmed. Wow. The actors basically sweating their gear all day. There was no way to dry it at night because they were putting on wet gear in the morning, you know, so everything, people don't realize what we go through.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to illustrate, just because it's very, very interesting because I'm just thinking about all the gear you're talking about just for one of those Marines. And then you multiply that by however many people were actually alive and moving. And we're talking a tractor trailer load, I guess, maybe 2.
No, that was a tractor. That was a trailer full of gear. 300 sets of Marine gear, 300 helmets, you know. That was a fun one.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the flick though. Whoever procured that being you, I was convinced, Gary. Now, I'm not going to give out any websites or anything for you to go look at Gary's stuff because Gary's stuff comes out on movies. But the latest film that I know of that he's involved with is John Wick, which is coming out May the 17th, and we're going to talk about that in detail when we get back. The next time you look at movies like Jumper, Miami Vice, Law Abiding Citizen, Terminator Salvation, this is the guy that made the look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. I am talking to the man at Extreme Props and Weapons Rentals. His name is Gary Tours. Before we get into, into the nuts and bolts of things like John Wick 3, real quick, let's talk about your history. Let's talk about what, you know, how you got to where you are. I mean, you and your family have been in the movie business for 100 years. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. My father was a prop master. His father was a prop master going back to the 1930s. So I grew up on film sets. I can remember being 4 years old and meeting Henry Winkler and absolutely melting down a chair because that was Fonzie. You know,
that was like, the Fonz.
The Fonz was there. It wasn't, yeah. My dad wasn't doing, he wasn't doing Happy Days. He was doing a movie called Heroes.
I remember.
Back when I was I was 4 years old. He was a Vietnam vet. It was, Sally Fields and a little known actor named Harrison Ford. like one of their first movies. And Fonzie, I don't think was even Fonzie. I think he just became Fonzie. And, I was 4 years old and I just melted. Like, you know, so, I was on sets way back then. There was a Vietnam flashback scene then. There's photos of me with M60s and M16s from that movie, like, you know, on the film set with my dad. And then, you know, his father did it. And so on. Yeah, that's what my family has been doing.
When we were at, SHOT Show and, Taryn pulled Gary into the interview that we were doing, which was great. I'm glad he did. But then after we got done, I was sitting there and I walked up to Gary and I said, listen, I'll let you know when this gets out there and I'll let you know the live link and everything. And I got to meet your wife and it comes up that you just sort of like to be a fisherman. You like to go fishing.
Yeah, fishing is kind of my thing. I used to be a workaholic and I would work. I mean, 10, 15 years where I would start a project on a Monday. I'd end the project on Friday, start another one on a Monday. Sometimes they'd overlap a week or two here and there. So you're just running around with your hair on fire. And then in the last few years, it's like, what am I doing this for? So we fish all over. We fish anywhere from like Panama Canal, Guatemala, Costa Rica, all the way up to Alaska, East Coast, West Coast, saltwater fishing, freshwater fishing. And now it's like right now, the wintertime's horrible. So, we'll probably go fishing in February somewhere, but, it's time to work now.
The other thing that I didn't know about you till you sent this to me. And I mean, now, Gary, you have a very warm place in my heart. See, I've tried to become one of the modern guys. You know, I have the double stack 9mm Wonderkind guns and all that other stuff, but I really, really am good with a 1911.
Yeah, that's my favorite gun. On my 18th birthday, I walked in to a store and I bought a Springfield Armory Defender. It was like a $400 gun back then. It was every dime I had. And so, yeah, on my 18th birthday, I was a 1911 fan, and then I have been a fan since then.
So you actually have to have an FFL to do what you do. I mean, because you're actually handling real weapons. As an FFL, now, are you anywhere in the vicinity of, say, Los Angeles?
Yeah, so I'm in Simi Valley, California. It's technically Ventura County. It's not Los Angeles County. We're right on the border of L.A. The L.A. has a little more strict. I'm in California, so we have to deal with California DOJ. There's a lot of legalities. We've been doing this for 22 years, so we play by the rules. We do everything the way it's supposed to be done. They do inspections constantly. They make sure that we're doing things right. You know, it's like it's difficult. It's not just an FFL because you also have California involved as well.
Right. Do you have a concealed carry permit in your locale?
I do not. Wow. I can actually get that. I can get one. I just don't feel like I need one.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's at any given time, I usually have a lot of weapons in my vehicle anyways if I'm going to a film set, but I don't need to have one on me all the time. I usually have one in the vehicle anyways, but it's licensed for how we're transporting it. So, yeah. And they're hard to get here. They're not very easy to get in California.
That's what I've heard. Well, I've heard that in Northern California, it's just about shall issue. And then you have to get additional credentials to be able. But that's what I've heard. I've never tried to get one in California.
Yeah, they're very. I've always heard that even where I live is actually the easiest place to get in Ventura County, but I've never gone down that road, so I don't know.
When we get back, and I've got a question before we go, but when we get back, I want to get into the nuts and bolts of how you and Taryn. Which I didn't ask. I mean, I'll be hearing this for the first time, but how you guys work together when you're putting together one of these things that he's involved in. What do you do with all this stuff when you put it together? Like with the Magnificent Seven, that was a whole bunch of cowboy stuff. What do you do with all that stuff when you get it? Do you just put it somewhere and wait till the next film where you're going to have to use this, or what do you do with it?
Exactly. So I had never done a Western before. I read the script. You break it down. This character is going to have this and that. You talk to the actors. You find out what they want to have. You talk to the director. You find out what they want to have. I believe I procured about 264 guns for that movie.
Wow.
From all the hero guns, their backup guns, all the townfolk guns, the bad guys. The only gun that my shop does not own from that movie is the Gatling gun. I was told we were going to shoot that scene in 3 days total. So we rented that gun. If I knew we were going to use it, we ended up using it for 13 weeks. So I would have actually bought Gatling guns if I knew we were going to have them that long. And then, so after the movie, we have I still have all the belts, the leather, stirrups, pocket watches, every single gun, rubber guns. It's all in my warehouse, and I'm waiting for another Western. They don't really come around that often,
right?
But when they do, we're ready for the next one. We've got some of the best equipment for Westerns in the business.
Coming up on the next break, we're going to talk about John Wick 2 and 3, which is a project that Gary worked very closely with Taryn Tactical Innovations. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second woman has accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. The woman says through her attorney that Fairfax raped her when they were students at Duke back in 2000. Former Republican Governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, tells Fox News these women, they have to be heard from.
Clearly they need to be heard. The New York Times is now saying there were contemporary conversations from the first woman making accusations that are consistent with what she is saying now. So this looks credible. They need to be heard, and they, if they want to be heard, they need to be heard.
On Friday, during a House hearing, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker was asked if he's discussed the Mueller probe with President Trump. His answer, every time.
I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation. And I have not talked about the special counsel's investigation with senior White House officials.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, go check them out, franklinarmory.com. Side note, to the mother of Gary Tours and to the wife of Gary Tours, he is killing it. And I'm joined by Gary Tours of the Extreme Props and Weapons Rentals. I made a very incorrect presumption, and I guess this shows that this is why I'm in radio and not in weapons rentals, Gary. When I was asking you guys in the video interview if Taryn would describe the gun, and then you would actually make the gun, because I presume the gun was a prop.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A gun is a prop, just like any other prop.
But, I mean, you're using real guns, and you're reconfiguring them to work in a movie, right?
Exactly. So there's a misconception. It happens all the time. I've had studio heads tell me, like, wait a minute, there's real guns on a film set? I'm like, absolutely. We don't make a Glock 34 Combat Master out of like just plastic. We take a real Glock 34 Combat Master and we figure out how to make it fire blanks. So, you know, like in John Wick 2, when that 34 Combat Master it was determined that was going to be Keanu Reeves' gun long before, you know, the videos went viral and, you know, any of that happened.
Right.
We were trying to figure out if we could even, you know, and the Glock is actually a pretty, it's a good platform to start with for blank fire. So it's actually pretty easy. So, we didn't really have to try too hard to blank that up, but it's still, you know, that's to figure out. Imagine every single type of gun that's out there in any movie we do, we have to figure out how to make it run on blanks. We know it runs, you know, it can run in the real world, but not, you know, our world.
With a blank weapon. Now, when I was in the military, we would be issued blanks, and but we also had these blank adapters so that we weren't spraying whoever we were aiming at. And you know, when I was in the Army, I was in my 20s, so I was pretty stupid. I mean, I'd get right up on somebody, go, "Hey, I want to stitch you," and then I would, you know, just pull the trigger and just let it go. You guys have to both make it look real and at the same time maintain a very high degree of safety, don't you?
Exactly, and every project's different. The John Wick movies, because of all the close quarters combat and the gunfu of it, you'll have a lot of, you know, gunfire. You'll see a shotgun, you know, a shotgun blast to somebody's throat, where we've figured out how to make a Bonelli actually function and fire and eject a shell with nothing coming out of the barrel. And right. There's a lot of that. Almost every single gun in John Wick has to be able to function like that.
Yeah, I remember. And since you've been in show business as long as you have, do you remember John Eric Hexum?
Yeah, no, I was a young kid. I think I was in junior high. It was a horrible, tragic accident on the film set where an actor was uninformed of what a blank can really do.
Right.
And he, you know, and it's a horrible thing that happened. And I wasn't around at that time. I know that when we're on shows, safety is we spend a lot of time with these people explaining what these guns can actually do to you.
So for you when John Wick is getting his long gun, his handgun, his Glock 26, his shotgun, you have to get how many different models of how many different examples of that for what's going to happen to them in this filming? How many of those do you have to get?
Got it. So for John Wick 2, we were involved in all the guns that went to Italy, to Rome, Italy. So we just, you know, the rule of thumb is usually one plus a backup in case something happens.
Right.
John Wick 3, we felt, the filming was in New York City and in Morocco. And so, two sets of the Hero guns were sent to New York. There's completely different legalities in New York than even California. So the armory that was there, they figured out how to blank them up to their laws. And then our set of guns went to Morocco. And so there's four sets of guns for John Wick 3, two sets for John Wick 2.
So if you're going into New York, for example, at a filming location, can you transport them in on a vehicle because you're the FFL holder, or do you have to actually ship them from FFL to FFL?
Exactly. So my licenses, my federal licenses and my California state license, DOJ, New York is probably the only state that we're not able to handle weapons in. There's an armory there. They're called the specialists. They're very good at what they do. They know the laws and they know the laws in that city. And so we transferred the Hero guns to the specialists, and then they sent an armor on the set every day that worked with we had an armor that went everywhere. He went to New York and he went to Morocco. He traveled with the show, and they allowed him to actually come to New York, which is a huge deal. They could have said no, but they've been involved in all the Wick movies. Like, you know, that's where they're based. They're based in New York.
Right.
Yeah.
So is the Flatiron building where that's the Assassin's Hotel, is that in New York? Is that where they're filming that at?
You know what's funny is I'm going to assume with you that yes, it's in New York. I have not actually seen that building. I've not. Yeah, I didn't travel there.
I just want to go there just to see it, and then I'm going to get me a bunch of silver dollars and spray paint them gold and see what I can do when I go in there. That's what I want to do. When we get back, we're coming up on the next break, but when we get back, I want to discuss the challenges that John Wick, and I mean, are you also involved in Walking Dead as well?
So, exactly. So the armor, his name is Eddie Grisco. He was the armor that he's the armor that I sent to Rome to do John Wick 2. So right. all that close quarters battles, like down to the, under the Coliseum in Rome, he's actually on Fear of the Walking Dead in Atlanta. In Austin, Texas. And, they have hundreds and hundreds of guns on that little TV show. People don't realize it's probably one of the better shows on television now, and it's getting better and better. We've only been involved since season 4. They're in season 5 now. It keeps getting better and better, and a lot of people are saying it's because of our guns.
Well, I could see where they would say that. I can see where that will lead, because my question is going to be for you, and now that I know that Taryn just picks out a gun off of one of his interesting designs or collaborations he does with Glock or STI or something like that, and then says, "Hey, Gary, could you make this run on blanks?" Now that I know that's how that works, my next question is, how do you guys keep up in that game? Because I'm sure there's going to be a John Wick 4 and 5. And so, and hold that answer, because we're going to be in break in 30 seconds. But John Wick 3, that will be debuting May the 17th. 2019, and there's a bunch of guns. There's a couple of guns or a couple of setups that we're not able to talk about right now. We're talking about John Wick's guns right now, but we won't be able to talk about the other setup of guns until after the NRA meetup, which I think. So we'll be talking about this again, but yeah. Go check out these films I've mentioned and take a harder look at this time. We'll be right back. My guest is Gary Tours from Extreme Props and Weapons Rentals. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I've been talking to Gary Tours of Extreme Prompts and Weapons Rentals. We're now talking about John Wick and everything. With you and Taryn Butler, are you guys already aware of what you're going to try to do for John Wick 4? I mean, has that actually come up in discussion yet?
So it's my understanding they're talking about doing a four. The studio has spent a lot of money on three, way more than they ever spent, maybe twice as much. So the studios, right. You know, they're worried that they're going to get their money back, and it's all going to, you know, we need a lot of people to go out and see John Wick 3 on May 17th, over and over again.
Right.
And that'll ensure that there will be a four. There may not be a four, but we have no idea what we would do. He's so good at three gun that obviously, and the director, Chad, he's an avid shooter and knows his weapons very well. You know, it's gonna be a hard task to come up with something for four if there is a four.
For John Wick 3, as a 1911 aficionado that you are, were you sort of happy that you got they laid in your hands the SDI Combat Master, the Terran Tactical Innovations collaboration between SDI and Terran?
It's funny you say that. That conversation started, you know, the director and Taryn are very close. He shoots there just about every week between projects.
Right.
And you know, the director wants to know what's the coolest, you know, I get hired to show them what's cool. Taryn has his idea of cool, somewhere in the middle, everything works out. And what was cool, two NRA shows ago, Taryn and I were at the STI booth, even just kind of flirting with the idea of it. And then, obviously Taryn has his business going on where he actually sells firearms. They were able to, work together and make a STI 2011 Combat Master. It was drawn on a CAD. I remember seeing all the drawings. The director approved everything. It's kind of like a gun was actually made for the movie per Taryn's design, and now they're probably going to sell thousands of these pistols.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's, the thing that I've noticed with guns is they've gone from doing these window cuts on the slide to doing scalloping.
Yeah.
To lighten the weight and everything, and it's really quite ingenious and everything, but the Glock has been just done. The Smith & Wesson has been done. Lots of people have done that, but 1911s, not so much. And getting out there and taking that classic shape and using STI, who's been a sponsor of mine, they make, the 2011 is their take on the 1911, which is a pretty good take on the 1911, by the way. When I saw that gun, I was just like, oh. I didn't even know how you felt about 1911s. I was just looking at that, and I'm like, I must find a way to shoot one of those. So if they do come up with John Wick 4, then you and Taryn are going to have your work cut out for you, because are you going to try to one-up yourselves?
We kind of have to. I mean, and we take pride on it. What usually happens is, like, a movie that we do, there's 300 other movies that are made all over the world. And, like going back to like that body armor on Mr. and Mrs. Smith or the gun work.
Right.
We did 6 weeks of gun training with Brad and Angie on the weekends. And so when you watch that movie, they knew what they were doing. Very similar to, like, the world knows that Keanu can just rage with guns. So when he's doing mag reloads and he's doing, the match saver and all that, everyone knows that he can do it because they've seen him do it. So, we're going to have to continue to just push the envelope and get better and better and better. Thank God that Keanu puts the time in.
Yeah.
Coming up with like his next pistol, we're very fortunate because we had about a year. Most movies, you read a script and you start filming in, less than 12 weeks. We had a year to even just like design that gun. That doesn't always happen. And so hopefully if there is a four, and we'll hopefully have a year to figure something out. We're going to need it.
One thing I've noticed about Keanu Reeves, and I've never met him, but one thing I would say to him is that it's very impressive how he has very quietly become the prototypical action star, because he was in the Matrix series. Now he's in the John Wick series. And with both of those, especially with John Wick, he does his own driving in John Wick, too. He does his own stunt driving, doesn't he?
He does a lot of everything that you see. It's funny that so the director, his name's Chad. Chad was Keanu's stunt double going back to those Matrix movies, and I worked with him on movies like Van Helsing, where he was a stunt man and a stunt like a stunt coordinator type. Right. And so in these movies, it's funny is like Keanu's doing more of his own stunts now than he probably ever did on movies like the Matrix.
I've seen some of the stuff he did in John Wick, and then in John Wick 2 with a car, and I'm just, the fella, he's a little younger than me. I don't want to call him a young man. He and I might have gone to the same high school. I don't know how old he is now. He's aging so much better than me, though. I can't stand that. But that's beside the point.
I know.
That's beside the point. He is very dedicated to his craft, and it's pretty easy to watch. Now, you and Taryn sort of take on this symbiotic role where you've got to make the guns look right and function right, and Taryn's got to take the actor and make them look like Taryn is handling the gun. How close do you guys? I mean, when you're there, are you trying to demonstrate the gun and say, this does this, and this does this, and this does this, and this will do this for you? And then you turn them over to Taryn, or how does that work out?
So we just kind of, at Taryn's range, Taryn just kind of does his thing, and I just kind of stand back and I stay out of Taryn's way. There's nothing worse than someone trying to like drive the car from the back seat. Taryn's pretty good at he's pretty good with the actors. And then when it's my turn, or even the armors that are on the set, you got to remember, they film a movie for 14 weeks, and Taryn's not there. Taryn's done all his stuff in pre-production. And then on the day, you know, the Keanu will walk up to the armorer on set and be like, you know, what should I do here? What should I do there? And, you know, he takes everything that he's learned from Karen, everything he learns from our guys. And that's the final product is spectacular.
So that means he has to also retain everything he learned and then apply it. And your guy's actually handling him as far as all that other stuff. That's some good stuff. Now, I have a suggestion. Right now, while I'm interviewing you, I'm wearing my L.A. Dodgers ball cap.
Yeah, mine's on. It's funny, we go to the SHOT Show every year, and we've just recently started going to the NRA show every year. And if you see a guy walking around with a Dodger hat, it's probably me. And a fishing shirt, it's me.
Well, I was thinking if we can get together at NRA show in Indianapolis, if you and I show up there wearing L.A. Dodger hats, and then we look at Taryn, that could be sort of a moment where we're like, what's your problem, pal?
Taryn's, he shoots guns very well. I'm going to get him to a Dodger game someday.
Okay.
But it's not his thing. It's not what he does.
Well, I don't know. He seems, I was beginning to sense that he has a little bit of a sense of humor about him and everything else. He's very intense. Yeah. I don't have any trouble relating to him because I'm very interested in what he does and I'm very interested in what you do. So I can just sit there and as long as I don't sound like a complete and total idiot, I'm good to go. I don't know. That might be interesting to do. That might be interesting to try. Now, the NRA show will be in April, and then 2 weeks after that will be the premiere of John Wick 3. Maybe I can talk Taryn and Gary into telling me about the second setup. I'm not even going to tell you who's carrying the second setup. That's not for me to say, but you'll be able to find out May the 17th. Gary, I would really – hey, listen, I have enjoyed this. I really hope we can do this again and everything, and maybe you could talk Taryn into getting me an audition for John Wick 30.
That'd be great. Well, maybe we'll make a combat master cane or like a crutch or something. Some kind of a walker that's got a walker with a minigun in it or something like that.
I'm liking what you're thinking already. This is why he is the prop master. Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.